And anyway, so I'd like just to talk a few moments. I don't have the Chovas HaLevavos, but the goal is really Bitochen. So whatever we can do in that area, hopefully, with your permission, will be helpful. Before we get maybe a little to Pesach, that is that we know that on Rosh Hashanah there's a din, and Yom Kippur it's sealed. That deliver these decisions are given, and that's why. So the Pisgah Toivah, the Kvitl, they give the little the note with the decision. And on Shmini Atzeres is when they give permission to enact these things. And what's Nigzar Rosh Hashanah, that's the way it is. If a person is Nigzar to have a parnosa of $1 million on for that year, that's what he's going to have. And it's not, he's not going to lose it. That's what he's going to have. However, he can change the gzeira in his favor. How? So the Beis HaLevi explains, which is very important, not by overtime, not by overwork, not by over hishtadlus. There's nothing we can do to change the gzeira. Now, this seems a little bit strange because people do have a sense if they work overtime, they make money, especially if they get paid by the hour. And if they put in more effort into their business, they do better in their business. But in reality, that's not the reality. They look that way. We never know because we never know what was things on Rosh Hashanah and seal them and keep. Okay. But what does make a difference? What makes a difference is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's like in a business, if you had the you needed a raise, you go to a bookkeeper, you go to the CEO, and you have to turn to Hashem. Tshuva tefillah utzlocha works all the time. To change the gzeira in your favor, the tshuva tefillah utzlocha. And tefillah, of course, is always very helpful. And bitochen can change the gzeira. Bitochen has the power that even if I may not be worthy of something, Bitochen can override. Bitochen in the Yom HaDin has the power to affect the din, even to one who is not worthy. The Chofetz Chaim proves that. He says this apostle in Lamed Gimel in Tehillim. It says, "In ein Hashem el yireyov, lam yachalim lechastoy." It doesn't say yireyov hameyachalim. The God-fearing people that hope to Hashem's chesed, but it's two categories. There's the God-fearing people, and there's the one that hope for his chesed. Means that even if I'm not on the level yet of being a God-fearing person, and in the din I wouldn't be zeichah, but if I'm hoping for Hashem's chesed, that in itself is a schus. He saves them from death. He sustains them in hunger. A person has the ability in the pshas ha-din through his bitochin to influence the din in his favor way beyond what he may be deserving. And the same thing applies even after the din. So that it's true that if this person is Nigzar Rosh Hashanah to have a certain amount of money, he cannot work more to change it. But he can deal directly with the one who made the Gzeira, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his Bitochen. I think that this is very, very significant because sometimes we wonder, we hear, well, it's decided on Rosh Hashanah, and it's sealed on Yom Kippur, so what do you want from me? What can I do about it? Well, that's the one thing that I can do about it. I can strengthen my bitochen. So everything that works to strengthen bitochen is a most powerful force. So I want to share with you a thought that I've said many years ago. I've said it over many times. I think it's very, very powerful, and I think in terms of the world situation today, that the Klal Yisrael finds itself, it can be very, very helpful. David HaMelech in Kuf Membeis in Tehillim, Maskil David beYosef Amoro Tvila. He's hiding in a cave. He's being pursued as he was most of his life, or much of his life, by his enemies, and he's praying to Hashem to help. And in the middle, he says the following pasuk: Habek Yomino Re'eh Ve'Eli Makir. Look to the right and see, Nobody recognizes me. I'm all alone. No one cares. Nobody recognizes. Ovad monois mimeni. A place of refuge has been lost to me. It doesn't exist. Ein toiresh lenafshi. Nobody even asks about my well-being. Nobody could care less. Nobody recognizes me. Nobody could care less. He cares about my losses. Mamish, it sounds like the situation that we have today in the world arena. Hey, Limakir, hey, Doresh Lerash. David Amelch says, Zoakti Elecho Hashem. I cried out to you, Hashem. Amarti Atomachsi. I said, you are my source. I cried out to you. I said, you are my source of refuge. You are my place of refuge. The Radak adds one word. He says, Lefikoch. Therefore, because Ein Limakir, because Ein Doresh Lerash, because nobody recognizes me, because nobody even asks about my well-being, because I'm absolutely all alone. That's why I am able to call out to you and say, you are my place of refuge. And it seems from here that this angel, despite the fact he was hiding in the cave for his life, but he wasn't able to really cry from the depths of his heart or feel the fact that Hashem is his place of refuge, unless he was totally desperate, unless there was no one who recognized him, unless there was no one who even asked about his well-being. When I'm in that matzav, that's when I can truly turn to Hashem. And I think that today's world, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, and the truth of the matter is, when we look around, things aren't that great in our own backyard. And we recognize that we're alone in this world. Klal Yisrael is alone. We have no friends. We have no one who will recognize us. We have no one who asks about our well-being. The tragedy of October 7th is almost forgotten in the eyes of the world. All they know about is the genocide that's taking place in Gaza today. They've forgotten everything. There's no hostages. There's no dangers, current, present dangers. There's no future dangers. There's nothing. Nobody could care less. That's the time when we have the true and the maybe the best and maybe the only ability to turn to Hashem and say, we have no one to rely on. And I think that is really a tremendous lesson that we can learn from this month. Now, I think that in order to be able to turn to Hashem, we need something else. We need a very, very strong emuna. Because when situations look dismal and desperate, it's much harder to turn to Hashem, even though the desperation is what leads me to realize that it's the only place to turn. But the desperation at the same time, psychologically makes me, the Ayish makes me worried about it. I'm losing hope. I'm despairing. How could it be? It's too much. And I think that when we think about the situation today, the hostages, the matzav that these people are in, we hope that pray that they're alive. When we think about the wounded, we visited Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago. We visited Tel HaShomer, two old wounded soldiers, those beautiful people. And the most tragic suffering. And it's just like, and we become so overwhelmed that we wonder, can anything ever be done? We know Hashem can do anything, but this one looks like it's, I'm afraid to say the words, but it may even be difficult for him. It's like, what? The hostages, what's going on there with this? We're dealing with such mishugoyim. So that's what basically comes in. The lesson from Pesach of the Ashkocha Protis, of the Makis, is something which can be mechazikas in every aspect of our lives. The Ramban says that from the Nisim Kluya that we saw in Mitzrayim, we can come to admit and to recognize the hidden miracles that exist in every single moment of our existence. Every moment of our existence is miraculous. Every day, miracles occur to everybody. beyond what we can even imagine. So many of them eat that we don't even see them. But when we see what happened in Israel, when we see what happened to the Yamsuf, when we see these nisim that were beyond, how could it be that an entire nation walks through a Yamsuf on dry land, and at the same time their enemies are trying? It's impossible to imagine. Well, the impossible to imagine is nothing too difficult to imagine. And that's what we have to look down to. The Pesach miracles have to give us the strength to say, no matter how difficult it seems.
Press send in the middle.
No matter how difficult it seems, no matter how much it's stacked against us, we have the ability to turn to Hashem, because Baruch Hu has the ability and has the track record and has certainly the capability and the love and the involvement with each and every individual member of Klal Yisrael, including those that are in captivity. And we pray, So, that's my story. I apologize. I don't know if technology was working well enough. I do apologize. I hope by next week to back to a little bit of normalcy, and everybody should be avenged.
Thank you, Rabbi. It worked fine. It worked just.
Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much.
Okay, safe travels.